She jumps up. She went up. Jalen bringing it all the way down. Running into Misty down there. Misty bumping her back out. Mary May from the wing for three. Off the front of the iron. Katie with the rebound. Katie going back up. Fighting for her own rebound. Got Mia checking in for the Eagles. For Morgan real quick. Looks like Katie knocked it out of bounds on that rebound attempt. Malia into Anna. Anna to bring it down for the Lady Eagles. Robin, let me know if that issue persists, and I'll do what I can to help out. Anna from the wing, also coming up empty. Tia with the rebound. Tia, unfortunately, passing it back into Malia's hands. Malia off to Misty. Misty over to Anna. Anna driving the lane. Kicking it out to Mia. Mia over to almost over to Charlotte, but it's stolen by Jalen. Jalen headed down the other way fast. Jalen driving towards the baseline, not towards the basket. So has to kick it back out. Katie almost making it in there and loses control of the basketball. So we have the Eagles ball going the other way. Charlotte picks up her dribble across half. Well, that pass was definitely intended for Anna, but they had different ideas of what they were up to there. Misty able to recover, setting up the offense here. Coach Braden Brandle reminding his girls to call out screens. Mia Cromer, eighth grader. Mia Cromer getting on the board with some points here. Jalen over to Mary May. Mary May down to Katie. Katie taking one dribble, picking it up. Mary May from three. Unsuccessful. Charlotte with the rebound and headed the other way. Charlotte ahead to Anna. Looks like it'll be a little bit too far. Great hustle by Anna, who actually exits the gym attempting to chase that one down. So great effort. We have a score of 6-4 in favor of the Eagles here. We did have a buzzer for a sub there, but ref swinger a little too quickly. So Morgan will have to wait a little bit longer to get back in. Home on the scoreboard.
Sorry about that. It seems to be some technical difficulties. The video is buffering. We'll try to get this sorted out and get you back listening to the girls' basketball team. You are listening to KSDP.
Yeah. I love the hustle and heart from these underclassmen. They're saying. Point. Anna Wilson to take the ball out for the Eagles. Rosilli headed the other way. But gets it tipped away by Misty to chase her down. Malia trying to run a give. We're backed up by a turnover, so the Eagles actually keep the ball. Anna driving into the lane, kicking it out to Precious. Precious looking for three. Comes up very empty. Tia getting that rebound. Tia trying to find Jalen Long, but ends up getting picked off by Anna. Anna heading back the other way. Anna over to Malia. Malia to Precious. I'm going to pass a little outside, but yeah, definitely should have been a double dribble on Precious there. She knocked it down when it was passed to her and then took off on the dribble again, so that is a double dribble. Got a score of 12-8 in favor of the Eagles here. Remember, we are in the rookie den, but since Sandpoint's wearing white during this tournament, they are home on the scoreboard. Jalen, they tried to shoot it. Katie's definitely going to pick up a foul there for reaching over top. Yep, Katie picked up her first foul. First foul of the game. A minute and a half left to play in the first quarter. Katie reached right over Malia's shoulder there. She knew right away she tried to pull her hand back, but still got called for that foul. Anna bringing the ball down, getting a screen from Morgan. Trying to throw up a little floater. Missy with an amazing rebound and putback, getting herself on the board. We get a score of 14-8 in favor of these, in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Mary Mae Jalen, a big miscommunication there. The pass was intended for Jalen from Mary Mae. Jalen just watched it go, but great hustle by Sierra Philly to try to save that one for her team. Jada Bear getting on the floor for the rookies here, giving Tia Lewis a quick break, up score of 14-8. Charlotte into Morgan, who is wide open down low. Morgan having to flip it over to Misty. Misty getting her third and fourth point there. Got under a minute left to play. Jalen getting stolen by Precious there. Almost got herself a frustration foul, but made a smart choice. Charlotte with an absolutely impressive move to the basket. Coach Green Bramble wanted a travel there, but took her one step. Second step took her to the basket. Turnover by the rookies. Immediate turnover by the Eagles. It looks like Missy pushed on Jalen's hip there a little bit, so she picked up her first foul. Mary Mae into Jalen. 30 seconds left to play. 18-8 the score in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Jalen over to Sierra on the wing. Sierra skipping it over to Jada, but is unsuccessful. Jada gets her feet tangled up in Morgan's, so she will pick up a foul there. Very much unintentional on Jada's part. Their feet just happen to be in the same place at the same time. Good for Morgan to jump back up from that one and get herself right back in this game. Anna over to Morgan on the wing. Morgan on the dribble drive. Dribbles a little bit too hard on that one. And does turn the ball over. Got 3 seconds to play as Sierra brings the ball across half. Sierra definitely not aware of how much time is on the clock. She is not in a hurry for how much time is on there. Coach Ray Brandle wants to hustle over there, getting a couple of them to do so. We have a score of 18-8 at the end of the first quarter here. For those of you watching on here, and if you want to continue to follow King Cove School Sports, I've been reminded to ask you to like, share, and follow so we can keep you informed on this page. Thank you, Bridget, for helping make sure the audio is ready to go. So again, we have a score of 18-8 going into this second quarter here. Pretty low foul count, which is good to see. I'm sure both coaches are happy with that. Mary Mae into Jalen to start this quarter. Jalen setting up the offense there, calling out a play. Looks like she was supposed to wait for a couple screens there, but did not. Drives down, tries to put up a shot, but Charlotte's hands get right in her way there. Anna bringing it across. Sierra, great defense, giving her that full court pressure. Like they did a rookies did a little bit of switching on a 10-foot of a shot there. Misses that. Tia with the rebound. Jalen headed the other way in a hurry with one-on-one against Charlotte. Jalen trying to float in a shot. Mary May getting Jalen's rebound and trying to put it back up, but is unsuccessful. It definitely looked like her shot got tipped there. Malia bringing the ball across half. Malia met by Katie Yetchmanev, an absolute brick wall. There's no foul there whatsoever. Great job by Katie being there and set. Looks like Malia rung the bell pretty well there. Ends up getting a travel call. I'm sure she probably would have scored. Wait for a screen. These rookies are just barely getting there in time to get their screen set on time. With another turnover from the rookies, not taking care of the basketball. Not quite sure what Anna did there, but ref Joe Calvert told her that she couldn't be the one to touch it again. So Mary made it inbound the ball. Trying to get it into Tia, but Charlotte being right there. Sierra stealing it right back. Sierra finding Katie on the block. Katie moving through Morgan there to get to the basket, but does miss her shot. A couple of quick turnovers there from both teams. Anna bringing the ball down. Anna over to Charlotte on the wing. Charlotte with a pass fake and straight to the basket, straight around Jalen there. Misses her shot, but Misty Marine is right there to put it right back in. Jalen into Mary May. Mary May trying to pass it up to Tia, even though Sierra was wide open on the opposite side. Would have been a risky pass going all the way across, but we got Precious Kamananga checking in for the Eagles here. Katie going to work in the paint. Puts that shot up, is unsuccessful. Great work in the paint, especially for a girl who is not feeling well. Good for her to pull herself up by her bootstraps and be out there. Charlotte on the wing, another pass fake going around Jalen. Kicking it back out to Malia. Malia looking for three. Jalen ends up with a rebound. I'm headed the other way. Skip pass from Jalen to Tia. Tia ends up tipping that one to Mary May. Mary May bringing it back up to settle these rookies down. Over to Sierra. Sierra driving right past Morgan. Trying to put in a little floater. Missy ends up with a rebound. Missy over to Charlotte to bring the ball down. Charlotte brings it across half for the Eagles. So we have a score of 20-8 in favor of the Eagles. Precious almost making it 22 on her putback there. Precious trying to kick it out to Misty as she ran into some traffic. Just went right through Misty's fingers, right through her legs. And in for the rookies is number 20, Revere Wilson. Mary May inbound to Jalen. Jalen over to Sierra. Score of 20-8 here with the Eagles in the lead. Rookies have not scored in this quarter yet. And we are at the 5-minute mark. Mary May putting up a little, I think what was supposed to be a floater shot. Katie fighting for that rebound. Her and Misty. Katie coming away with it. Katie tips it out to Jalen. Jalen dribbles through traffic. Puts up a floater. Misses hers. Katie with another rebound. Misses hers. Revere with the rebound and puts it back to get herself on the board. Revere Wilson, a very tall ninth grader. Does really well rebounding. Charlotte long pass down to Morgan. And now we are talking about Revere Wilson again, who just picked up her first foul. It's the third team foul for the rookies. It will be Eagle ball underneath their own basket. Malia to inbound the ball. It goes off Mary May's hands and back out of bounds. I think she was shocked she got so much of it and didn't quite sprint for the ball. Anna checking in for Charlotte. Malia to inbound the ball again. Almost gets it over to Anna. Mary May gets another hand on it. Good for Mary May. Now we got Summer Walls checking in. For Misty. Malia to inbound the ball again on the sideline. Malia finds Morgan that time. Morgan over to Summer. Summer in the short corner. Over to Morgan. Morgan going one-on-one with Katie here. Finds Precious on the opposite side. Precious puts up her shot, is unsuccessful. Jalen ends up with a rebound and headed the other way. Jalen gets it across half. Now is pulling the ball back out to set up the offense for her team. Skips it into Katie inside. Katie looking for a shot from the high post is unsuccessful. Fight for the rebound here. Mary May comes away with it. Mary May for three off the back of the iron. On with the rebound and headed the other way. Got a 2-on-2 here. Great idea by Anna, looking for Malia over there. Just didn't quite execute that pass, but it's a really good look. We have 3 minutes, 55 seconds left to play. A score of 20-10. Again, for those of you joining us, do keep in mind that Sandpoint is home on the scoreboard. Sierra looking for Rivera over there. I thought that pass got tipped, but it looks like she just threw it right out of bounds. Looks like Rivera was set for just a little bit too long. I wasn't ready to move her feet and jump for that one. Coach Sarah Schaefer calling a 30-second timeout here. A score of 20-10 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to play. Got Sandpoint Eagles with 1 foul, rookies with 3. Both teams doing very well. Rookies are getting a lot of good looks, just not all of their shots are falling. I know the Eagles talked a lot about rebounding. I'm sure since last season that was something I know we battled with them with. So it's good to see Morgan and Misty getting in there and fighting for those rebounds. A lot of energy on that Sandpoint side. Rookies, I'm hoping these stern looks on their faces are a focused look. Because like I said, Sandpoint definitely looks energized, ready to take home this match. Malia into Anna. Anna bringing the ball down. Malia just a little late on that screener. Anna kicks it over to Morgan. Morgan dribbles down into the paint, kicks it back out to Summer. Anna jumping around for the pass. Not always the best choice because then you're not ready for the ball to get to you if you're jumping around waving your arms. If you're really open, your teammates will see you. The Eagles get a 3-second violation call. Pass it up the sideline to get through this press here. Trying to put up that same floater we've seen quite a few times from the rookies. Those don't seem to be falling for him. Looks like Summer traveled a little bit there, but got away with it. Kicks it over to Precious. Precious to Malia. Malia to Morgan up top. Morgan, one dribble, picks it up. Back down to Malia in the block. Precious and Malia right there to rebound. Precious getting fouled on that shot. Mary May picking up her first foul. Sending Precious to the line. Mary May tried to sell the Precious. I was straight up, but I think she reached in and then put her arms back up. So the ref definitely saw that. Called her for it. Precious' first shot is good. Putting her on the board. We now have a score of 21-10 in favor of the Eagles. Precious will attempt her second shot here. Second one is good for Precious. Putting her at 100% from the line for this game. Mary May into Jalen. Jalen skipping it ahead to Sierra. Morgan almost there for the steal. Sierra finds Rivera open on the block. Rivera puts in a little bunny shot. Bring the ball down again. Gets it across half. I don't even know a prayer for that one, and it falls. And Jalen ahead to Sierra. Good to see Sierra getting more ball handling opportunities. Doing a great job with those responsibilities. Jalen trying to throw up again another floater from these rookies. But misses her shot. Malia with the rebound ahead to Summer. Summer, great hustle chasing that one down. Battle underneath of Mary May there. Looks like Mary May ended up tipping it out of bounds. We got Misty and Charlotte coming back in, as well as Tia Lewis. Anna to inbound the ball, was looking to get it to Morgan, but looks like Jalen stuck her leg out, making that one go out of bounds. Another ball that went off another foot. We got a jump ball situation. It will be Eagle basketball. that our seniors kind of clapping at each other out there. I think they're just being silly. I got a score of 24-12 in favor of Sandpoint. Anna, I'm not sure what play she called there. I do believe she said whatever you want. So I don't know if that's the name of the play or not. But she does find Malia to inbound the ball. Malia was looking for Morgan, but Tia Lewis is there to steal the ball. Tia ahead to Mary May. Mary May trying for a layup, a little too hard there. Malia ends up with a rebound. Great hustle on Malia's part being down there after turning over the ball. It's a great hustle. I've always said you're the one that turns it over. You should be the one. First one back. Looks for three, rolls off the back of the iron, but she with the rebound. Charlotte got put like a little volleyball roof on top of her. So she's going to pick up a foul since she's coming over her back. And picking up the second Eagles foul of this half. Charlotte's first. Tia to the line. Tia with 4 points in this game so far. See if she can make it six. Let's see if she can make it five. This is the first one off the back of the iron there. Still a score 24-12. Make that 24-13. Tia sinking that second one, giving herself 5 points. Malia into Auburn. 24-13 again, that score. Under a minute and a half left to play in the first half of this game. Also, Missy and Tia doing a little bit of shoving down there. Not sure if it was intentional or not. Not getting called by the refs. Mary May brings the ball across half for the rookies. Finds Katie inside. Sierra looking for three again. Clangs around and is out. Malia with a fast break here. Great hustle. And out there and knocks that one out of bounds. We got Mina coming in for Morgan. Got about 50 seconds left. 57 seconds left to play here. Anna Reed inbound the ball. Out to Misty in mid-range. Out to Malia outside the three. Great cut by Malia. Here I had to Tia. Tia wide open underneath. Tia puts it in for two. Giving herself 7 points in this game. In this game, it's going to be about 15 seconds left to play. Anna working inside, right over top of Jalen's hands, giving Anna her first 1 point of the game. Jalen trying to pass it. Coach Brain will give it some, I think, defense advice down there, talking about standing in front of him. It's got to be it. 1 second left. Eagles not recognizing how much time is on the clock either. Misty's still trying to finish that play. We have a score of 28-15. That quarter, the Eagles scored 10 and the rookies scored 7. So that's something the rookies will have to try to battle back from. When you get outscored, you got to battle back. Both teams looking really great out here today. Eagles, a lot of energy. Rookies playing very well. Trying to hang with them here. We will see if they can eliminate this right now 13-point deficit as we return.
We would like to bring the
We will see you after this pep club and duck toss that we got during halftime. Thank you, guys.
Well, there we have halftime. We'll take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll bring it back. For now, we got some Coltrane.
Sierra, going for that floater there. Looks like Misty gave her a little bit of a high five on the way up. Didn't look like much, but did affect Sierra's shot in the line. First one was good, giving Sierra 3 points in this game. Sierra will shoot another here. The score right now is 30-16 in favor of the Eagles. Sierra's second one also goes in. And Sierra, her fourth point of the game. Malia into Anna. Anna bringing the ball down. Going to be met by Mary May at the half. Mary May, a very good defender. Anna looking for Morgan over there. Looks like Sierra hit that one out of bounds. Good for Sierra jumping in that passing lane and be able to get some hands on that. Malia to inbound for the Eagles. Sierra giving her some pressure in her face. Malia finding Misty inside. Misty over to Schlitt from up top. Charlotte looking for three is unsuccessful. Mary May with a rebound. Mary May bringing the ball down. Giving it over to her sister Jalen across the half. Jalen finding Katie inside. Katie going to work. Driving the lane there. Has to kick it back out to Mary May. Mary May trying to do the same. But a little bit tied up. Still puts up a floater shot. Is unsuccessful. Misty coming down with the rebound. Misty giving it over to Anna, who will bring it across the half. Little underhand flow. Rebound tries again and is unsuccessful. Katie gets that second rebound and gives it off to Jalen. Jalen ahead to Sierra. Sierra one-on-one with Charlotte here. Kicks it back to Jalen. Into Katie at the high post. Katie going one-on-one. Had Tia open. Tia getting Katie's rebound and putting it right back. Morgan trying to play some great defense. She had a two-on-one. Morgan is on the wrong side of a two-on-one there. Ricky's able to move around that. Got Anna bringing it against Mary. Anna kicking it over to Morgan. Morgan dribbling back around the top into the paint. Trying to move around in there. Back out to Malia. Over to Anna in the corner. Looks like either Misty or Morgan stayed in the lane a little bit too long. Misty, it looked like she was talking to her teammates in a very positive way. Good for her stepping up as a leader, especially as trying to be successful with that shot. Mary May, great hustle, but not quite set there. And challenge that shot, sending Anna to the line here. Mary May, really a player to watch over the years. Only a sophomore here. Tough as nails as well. Anna's first bucket. Oh, throw the ball in and out. Scooped right in there and back out. That should have been good for at least a half a point. Got Rivera checking in, giving Katie a quick break. Katie, again, not feeling well before this game. Good for her for being here. Maybe taking a quick break because of what we just talked about. Anna will try her second one here. The second one is up, and that one goes in. Almost looks like the same exact shot from before. We have a score of 31-19 as the rookies bring the ball down the floor. Sierra kicks it over to... Sorry, Jalen kicks it to Sierra. Back to Jalen in the corner. Jalen takes a hesitation dribble there to get her feet set. Looks for three but missed it. Rebound, long rebound out to Morgan. Morgan finds Malia in the middle of the floor. Malia bringing it down out to Anna. Anna looking for three. Another one of her soil bowls in and out. Looks like Sierra is getting called for an over-the-back foul. She looks a little shocked by that. I didn't know she was involved in that play. Sierra getting her first foul, second rookie foul this game. Again, a reminder for those of you watching, don't forget that Sandpoint is the home team on the scoreboard. We were a little confused here for a little bit, but got that figured out. Misty trying to put up a shot. Looked like they got tipped out of bounds by Mary May. So it will stay Sandpoint ball underneath their own basket. Anna into Charlotte. Tia trying to dribble around Misty there. ends up barely getting to Jaylen in time as Jaylen. Is a very sharp shooter, got a very good form with her shot. Good to see her again getting a little more time with the ball in this game. Great move again by Charlotte, who, guess what, lost it in for two. Jaylen, who was playing some great defense, cannot believe how smooth like butter that was of Charlotte to shoot right in there. Sierra trying again for three. Plays off the back of the iron. Wasn't it quite a set for that one? And she was the last one. Morgan ends up with a rebound, but ends up throwing it right into Sierra's hand. Sierra gets a little shove in the back from Misty. Misty will pick up her third. And we will have that one, that knee injury all year through volleyball, missing some games there. Getting a quick break, and I'm sure we'll see her again soon. Jaylen inbounds it to Mary Mae. Mary Mae finds Revere high post. Revere going one-on-one with Morgan here. Ends up kicking it over to Tia. Tia back out to Jaylen. Jaylen, there's that floater again. That one almost falls. Mary Mae with a quick rebound. Trying to go back up. Revere with the rebound. Goes back up. Back beyond half court. We're going to get Morgan a second to tie her shoe here. And then I'm sure go get the ball. Already got a 5-second call on. That would have been a good one for the rookies to chase down and give some pressure on, especially Sandpoint in a scramble situation like that. We do have a to Missy, who was wide open. Missy puts up a shot, is unsuccessful. Morgan tries again and misses, but Missy returns the favor and puts her shot back in. Reading ball end up knocking out of bounds because playing with that timeout, but great hustle by Missy. Rookie's still only playing a half court defense here. Every other team we've seen has some form of full court probably drawn up some sort of press break here, especially since the rookies almost threw that away. Coach Schaefer again has a very engaged huddle over here. Another team I'm excited to see develop over the season. A lot of talent on that San Antonio Eagles team. A lot of young talent. A lot of promise, especially what you have on the floor. Got two seniors and a junior on the floor. Very many into Jaylen. Jaylen going to dribble this one across half. It's kind of like a loose man that Sandpoint was just there to see if they could cause a little havoc. Jaylen over to Mary Mae on the wing. Mary Mae has to dribble this one in. Tries that again. That floater does not fall. She misses almost the entire basket. Mary Mae with, Misty with the rebound off Mary Mae's shot. Eagles get it down to Anna in the corner. Tries her shot. Charlotte ends up with the rebound in her hands. Charlotte again is going to walk this one in. Almost makes it. Precious with the rebound. I love seeing Precious work in there. Rebound and a putback, giving herself 6 points in this game. The score is 39-22. Rookie's getting the ball through the press this time, but not much more than that. Sierra handed it, passed it off to Mary Mae. Mary Mae tried to drive in and put up a shot, but it was blocked by Misty. Looks like that was a little bit frustrating for Mary Mae. But Mary Mae to inbound the ball for the rookies finds Tia in the short corner. Tia over to Sierra. Sierra pulls the ball out to set up. Looks like the end of that inbound play. And it's right there. Second by my count. Double check out the scoreboard here. Got a score of 39-22 in favor of the Eagles right now. Next dead ball will get Malia Overcash back in there. Misty in the corner wanting to dribble drive but finds Morgan inside instead. The ball gets tipped around. Morgan probably thought she got fouled there. Mary May for a mid-range two. Misses hers. Morgan with the rebound. Morgan, a ferocious player. As long as she can keep her head, she is a force to be reckoned with. I think there's a few players on the court we could say that about. Dylan trying that floater again and misses the entire basket. Sierra right there to rebound for her. Sierra skipping it over to Mary. Mary from beyond the three-point line. Again, missing that basket. These girls are just a little bit off. We have Mia and Malia checking back in for these Eagles for Morgan and Charlotte, giving them a quick break. I really don't know how Coach Schaefer does it with all these M names, but good for her sticking with it. I might have changed their names by this point or called them by jersey numbers. Too much of a tongue-tied situation. Got Precious bringing the ball across the half for the Eagles. Got Malia going one-on-one against Jaylen down there. Puts a shot up but misses it. Sierra, another rebound for Sierra Rosilli there. Sierra looking ahead for Tia. That ball ends up getting kicked out of bounds. I believe Misty kicked it. Misty did kick it. So it will be rookie basketball underneath their own basket. Rookie set up in a form of a box situation with Sierra sliding around. She was open for a quick second. That ball gets tipped right up of Sandpoint fingers and into Anna Wilson's hands. That was a very uneventful dumb ball situation. Anna getting right. Another floater shot that does not fall for the rookies. I'm not sure if you guys can hear our announcer, Mr. Mason, but there is less than a minute left to play in this first quarter. Anna puts up a shot from 3-point land and misses it. Malia with the rebound, but does get it stolen by Jaylen. Misty sticking her hand in, making Jaylen almost kick that ball down the floor. Jaylen able to recover and kicks it ahead to Sierra. Sierra finds Mary May in the corner. Mary May tries to dribble around. Misty absolutely denying that shot, but it ends up in Katie's hand. And Katie gets herself two. Working underneath the basket there. That is Katie's specialty. A short corner two or working right underneath the basket. Got 20 seconds left to play. A score of 39-24 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Jaylen almost picked up a foul there by reaching in. Malia as well, almost pushing off there. There's that foul there. Jaylen was headed to. No, she did not get a foul there. It looked like she kind of ran through Precious, but just went out on Jaylen. So it will be Sandpoint ball underneath her own basket. 12 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Anna finds Misty in three-point land. Misty tries for three. Flings it off. Misty will try again for three. Clock! And she puts that one in. Fucking Floyd start there. I believe that was Misty for three. 2 seconds. Time for a long three. That comes up short. We have a score of 42-24. And we got a score of 42-24. Just getting that written down and doing a little bit of math to figure out the point differential in that one. Great play by both teams here. Again, great to see all those underclassmen for Sandpoint. They are fun to watch. King Cove, not a team that'll just lay down and let you take it. Looks like we have Sandpoint with 14 in that quarter and King Cove with 9. We will see how they battle back going into this final quarter. Thank you to Mr. Dehart. You took over camera duties. That makes it a lot easier. I'm trying to do announcing and keeping steps. And moving the camera is a little bit tricky. Looks like this 1 minute break in between quarters is almost over. And we will enter the final quarter of the rookie senior night game here. I will give this a reminder a couple more times just because it is a little confusing to see. Especially for our hometown fans, no matter if they're. This is the way we've been running the tournament. White jerseys are home team. We have Eagle Ball entering this last quarter here. Malia into Charlotte. Charlotte bringing it down. Charlotte over to Morgan. Morgan dribbling in. Kicking it back out to Summer. Summer for three. Situation. But was tipped away by Misty, by Katie there, to put it right back, giving herself 6 points in this game. It's great to see her working so hard. Again, especially for Misty's got to be careful coming crashing through that on a rebound. Sierra trying to big shot with a bucket right behind it. Even herself, 9 points in the game. Said it once, I'll say it again. It's great to see Sierra get more time with the ball. She is quite the player. Morgan in the corner with the ball. Dribbles, runs dribble around Mary May, but is shut down. Kicks it back out to Charlotte. Charlotte around Jalen, around Sierra, around Mary May, and lays another one in. She is fun to watch play. I'm sure she's got some family members she's watched play, making her be that smooth. Man, Misty's legs is quite an asset to this Eagle defense. She had checked him back in for the rookies here. Misty's link saved a wide open shot there. She took that one out of bounds. Jalen trying that floater, goes off the back of the rim. Sia! Foul. Good. Bounces around a little bit. Does end up falling. Tia with 10 points in this game. Another player that I'm glad to see the ball in her hands a little bit more. She's keeping herself out of foul trouble this game. When she does that, she is a very much an asset. Just like that. Sinks her second one. Taking the score 44-30 in favor of the Eagles. Got a 14 point game here in this fourth quarter with 6.5 left. The play. Misty moving inside, trying to flow in and reach the basket. Hustling for a rebound, kicks it back to Mary May. Mary May trying to shot, but it ends up in Eagles' hands. Charlotte bringing the ball across half. Charlotte going in again. Almost lays another one. Charlotte ends up with her own rebound. Tries for three. Airballs that one. Sierra with the rebound. Sierra thinking about throwing it long to Tia, but there are two Eagles right on Tia's tail that would have loved to pick off that pass. Sierra looking for three. Way over the rim there, but Mary May ends up with a rebound. She had Katie wide open inside, waited way too long. And looking in. And summer break. Mary May into Sierra. Sierra driving around, using her right-handed layup from the left side, but still is able to make it fall and gives herself 11 points. Sierra is a basketball player. It is great to see her working so hard this game. Anna dribbling in, left-handed layup from the left side. Anna makes that one fall, giving herself 7 points so far in this game. We have a score. Of 48-32. Jalen throwing it ahead to Katie, who is Mary May runs in. There we go. Tia ends up with a rebound and a putback. 13 for Tia right now. 13 points. We have a score of 48-34. Still a 14-point game. Anna trying to dribble around. I think Mary May thought she was going to run into a screen there, but Charlotte kind of moved out of the way, so Mary May didn't have anything to run into like she thought. I think a lot of the crowd wanted a foul on that. That was all fair. Man, these girls hustle. 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 That ball getting chased down by a lot of different girls, but Tia ends up tipping it out. Ball across the half. Anna's met by Mary May. Mary May runs into a screen that was not called out by a teammate. Ah, Sierra almost had a steal there, but it dips off of her hands on that pass and goes out of bounds. Standpoint set up a stack inbound play here. Finds Charlotte In the corner, looks for three but misses. Diaz with a rebound. Sierra headed the other way in a hurry. Got a little bit of Eagle defense on her. Sierra jumps the ball at the mid-range and knocks down two more. Mary May here on a met by Diaz, playing some great help defense. Remembering a lot of the skills worked on over the last couple years on that help defense. Able to get a turnover there with that help defense. We have Dylan kicking it over to Mary May. Mary May looking for three from the wings. Comes up short, but Tia with the rebound kicks it back up to Jalen, looking for another three. Jalen almost banks that one in. Misty gets the rebound and kicks it over to Charlotte. Charlotte lets the traffic run by and then takes the ball across half. Charlotte finds Precious. Precious tries to drive in. Looks like Tia kind of hit a game. That is Tia's first foul, which is great to see after she fouled out the third quarter of one of the rookies last game. So it's great to see her playing a little bit more, playing that great defense, staying between her man and the basket. Same thing, Kate Junior. Misty giving herself a little giggle after she shot it, but it hit the side of the basket. Misty picking up her fourth foul here. Same thing gets reported to the coach here. Misty being very aware of her play in this game, making asking Coach Shaver fouls with a steal, looking for Morgan. Morgan is quick enough to turn around and grab that one. Great defense by Tia. Tia, keep moving your feet and you will be there. Katie sticks her hand in, going for the ball, but ends up getting some of Morgan's arm there. So Katie will pick up her third. Eagles will inbound the ball. Overcash to inbound. Overcash almost into Morgan down there, but Tia chases her down and tips that one out of bounds. Great hustle, Tia. Malia again to inbound. Looking for Morgan again. Got a little flash of the hips there. Tia does end up with a foul on that one. Almost a repeat of what happened in the corner down here. A hustle foul for Tia there. That's definitely reasonable. 15 left to play. Mason reminded me, Parker, to start the clock there. We got a score of 48-36 in favor of the Eagles. Anna with the ball at the top, trying to dribble around. Ends up dribble driving right around a lot of rookie defenders. Misses her layup, though. Katie with the rebound gives it off to Sierra. Oh, Sierra ends up dribbling it off of her own leg and into Anna Wilson's hand. Not sure what it even looked like. Maybe Anna stepped on her toes and knocked it down, but Malia ends up getting a couple points there, getting herself on the board for this game. Let's see if she can do it again. Almost. Great job using your left hand on the left side there. Malia gets her own rebound. Dribbles underneath, trying to go right hand, right side. Katie trying to hurry this pass ahead to Mary May. Mary May looking very visibly frustrated. Could maybe use a break, but she is a tough player who will stick it out here. Got review. Wilson in for the rookies right now. And Marcus on the floor as Coach Sarah Schaefer calls a full timeout. I'm sure just to get her her players a break here. We have a score of 50-36 in favor of the Eagles. The rookies, if anybody approaching foul trouble. Handing off the player of the game there at this point with 2 minutes left. We'll see how the rookies finish this day. He said to come out of his huddle. I'm sure as always the plan is to finish strong. It's the point where you got to dig deep. You're tired. You played for 30 minutes at this point. You got to go for two more to make it 32. It's all heart from here. Girls are rest. Alright, again, we have 2:18 left to play in this game. Score of 50-36. As I lose my cameraman here. Anna bringing the ball down. Finds Morgan in the corner, who is up in there. Good fundamentally sound skill. Randall's going over to help her out. Mary May ends up with it. Mary May out to Rivera. Rivera, a very good three-point shooter, but comes up very empty on that one, not getting any of the baskets. Sierra with the rebound. Sierra into Katie. Katie working in the paint, trying to give herself two more points, but is unsuccessful. Morgan inside. Anna giving herself two more points. By my count, Anna has 9 points in the game. Coach Raiden Brandle. Call a 30-second timeout. Got 1, 2, 3. 1 minute. They've scored 12, which is nice to be the team outscoring the other. I will give one final reminder as we approach the end of this game. Don't forget that the Eagles are actually the home team on the scoreboard with those white jerseys. Gave that reminder so many times because I know people jump in. To see Santon on that side of the scoreboard. All right, again, minute 23 left to play. Sierra bringing the ball down for the rookies. Sierra looking for three, and she gets it. I have Sierra with 16 points right now. That is the type of player she is. That, I think, will be a regular thing. Giving Morgan her second foul of the game. Score of 52-39 as we approach the end of this game. One minute left to play. Kaylin in a hurry getting down the floor, trying to put up that same floater that has not fallen all night. Tries again, but gets absolutely rejected by Morgan Gunderson. Great, some heart and hustle. Galen trying to go for a steal there. Looks like rookies are almost in a foul sort of defense. Not sure why. 20 seconds left to play. They do get a steal, trying to move it ahead, but it goes off of Sierra's foot and it ends up back in Eagles' hands. I'm not sure where the Eagles are headed so fast. Tia definitely could have got another foul there. Again, I'm not sure where the Eagles are going so fast. They are up by 8. Sierra with a great game. Tia with a great game. Katie with a great game. And be back ready to play hard in their game tomorrow. Morgan sees her first one, which means she will get another. Morgan with an unusual low of of 3 points right now. But I think if we counted in her rebound, she would be just through the roof. Morgan sinks both, giving herself 4 extra seconds. 4 seconds.